What are you doing? Donald, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes me.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites, Yosemites.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
Strong presidential happy Halloween to all our great MAGA Halloween people, all the people in blackface, all the people in hoods, not the black people hoods, but I mean the white hoods, and just have a great day. Remember, no masks. Hoods are okay, masks not okay. Even if the costume requires a mask, we're going no mask this Halloween because it's a total liberal hoax, and we don't even want to be confused with buying into the hoax. But Halloween is a very important holiday to Christians. It's, of course, the day that Jesus dressed up as a vampire and brought candy to the Easter Bunny. And that's how we got the beautiful Halloween holiday. It's a, you know, strong Christians know that. So happy Halloween, and we'll see what happens.
The most contentious election in U.S. history.
Still hours until the polls close. The
ugliest campaign we've ever seen.
The nation still reeling from the deadliest pandemic in a century.
Could be days or weeks before we know the result.
The question all of America is asking, are we
With millions of mail-in ballots still to be counted, CNN is now ready to project. Too early to call.
Too early to call, huh? Wait till they get a load of me.
This election, so historic, so crucial. Who will the people choose? Perhaps a president who does not wish to murder me. Only time will tell.
Sorry to interrupt, Wolf. It's your once and future president here with an important election update.
I smell a landslide!
Excuse me, Senator. Masks are required beyond this point.
Oh, silly me. Off to the pit.
I have defeated the China virus. And now, here tonight, I will defeat the China Biden. Bill Barr, let's close the polls.
Yes, Mr. President.
All right. Now let's lock them up.
Time to put the dick in dictator.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire for a safe and secure society.
So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
See, America? A landslide! Tonight, We celebrate on the streets of D.C. This democracy is an enema!
Breaking news. The question on everyone's mind, where is Joe Biden?
I'm awake! Am I president yet?
No, it's the Joe signal. We know what that means.
There's a train coming? I gotta get my bags!
No! Democracy is in jeopardy.
Oh, right, the thing! To the Biden basement! What a landslide, huh, folks? Here's your stupid stimulus! Suckers! Losers! Trump! Hit yourself off the ground. I said, Trump! Breathe in the coronavirus. Don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid. You're going to feel 20 years younger. Mega, 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 money, money, money. Who do you trust? Me? I'm giving away free vaccines.
Eric, help me out!
We are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
And we give it back to you, the people.
For too long, a small group in our nation's capital
are corrupt,
has reaped the rewards of government.
The rich!
While the people have borne the cost.
The oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity.
The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country.
And do you accept the resignation of all of these liars, of all the corrupt?
That all changes, starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you.
None shall interfere. Do as you please.
January 20th will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. The United States of America.
It will endure.
And where is Joe Biden? He's at home, washing his mask!
I got ice cream on it, jeez!
Focus, Joe. Time to suit up.
To the Bidenmobile! Come on! We gotta stop Lord!
His tear gas ass is grass.
Oh, Lord! Why is he naked?
It's showtime, Joe!
All right! Here, use this light to pull chain! I always got it on me!
Protect this, bitch!
This is turning me on.
We've been freed, and just in time to use the little anchor's room.
Skippity-doo! E.T., go, go!
Action!
Nano, Jack!
I knew he was juicing.
Come on, you sleepy bastard! Ooh. Time to stop the malarkey, you lying dog-faced pony clown! Let's settle this like men. What will it take for you to go away? 130,000? You can make the check out to Perry Como and Betty Hutt! I guess we're doing this. All right. Just you and me now. Mono E! Eric! Massacre!
I love you, Dad!
You lose, Joe.
Whatever happened to democracy?
Maybe I'm immune. I don't know.
Not so fast. Person. Woman.
Man. Camera. TV. And we're live.
Democracy don't die that easy, Jack. The American people still gotta say who wins and who loses. I gotta stay president. I'm 400 million in debt to some really bad Ukrainians. Now put the democracy down and nobody gets hurt. Oh, man, will you just shut up, Bumblebee? No!
Gonna disappear
like a miracle.
Still president?
Oh crap! This ain't over. Everyone, keep counting the votes.
This is your president, and it's been a long and tough day, but we're doing very well. As you know, we're doing very strongly in the Electoral College. And by the way, the sexual assault allegations against me from Electoral College are totally false. Right now, my wife, the third first lady, Maleficent, is getting ready for bed. She's getting extra clean because we have a little bet that I won. And I said, darling, what if I get to day number two? What if Sleepy Joe can't beat me in day number one of the election? And she said, what do you want? And I said to her, if I make it to number two, I get to do you in the number two. And she said, okay, sir. She said, sir. She agreed to backdoor, and she said, sir, when she did it. So we're very excited about that. And more importantly, we're doing great with the Senate. It's called the Senate. Lindsey Graham beat the black. So we're excited about that. Lindsey is, you know, our Vice President Mike Pence thought he was going to be, you know, the top of the heap. Well, you know, the bottom of the heap. And it turns out he's got competition for a powerful bottom in our administration's inner circle. So we're excited about that. Tommy Tuberville, the financial criminal and stupid coach, beat Doug Jones in Alabama, which is a great lesson. It's a great lesson because Doug Jones was famous as a prosecutor for putting away the guy who bombed the church that killed little girls, little black girls in Alabama. And that's totally just, why would you do that if you could coach football? And the last thing is, Arizona, you're dead to me. You're as dead as your failed non-hero former senator. You betrayed your president, and you're a disgrace. But other than that, Trump Bear and I are very excited about day number two. So good night, and we'll see what happens. Good morning, and it's... I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I was too busy watching Fox News after I gave a very powerful speech about how the Democrats... I would say it's one of the most disgraceful things I've ever seen. It's... they are trying to steal your election. They're trying to steal it. We want it done fair, and I think I've already won. We want votes to keep getting counted in Arizona and Nevada. We think we're going to do very strongly there. And that's what democracy is about, right? You know that. Count the votes. That is what we're saying. It's very simple, okay? Count the votes. That's all we want to do is count the votes. What's that? Michigan and Wisconsin? Stop the counting. The worst thing for our democracy, okay, is to count those illegal votes. And Pennsylvania, if your vote isn't counted as of right now, it doesn't count. Remember American Idol, one of the great patriot shows that we had? Not as good as The Apprentice, but that's okay. And they had a guy, Sanjaya. Remember this guy? We don't know what country he was from, but he was, didn't look American to me, okay? Had a big mohawk at one point. Very scary guy, not talented. And the votes kept coming in for Sanjaya. That's what they did. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to Sanjaya Trump by flooding more votes in for the wrong person, while the great person, Trump, and by the way, I can also sing. I'm not going to sing for you now, but I can sing a lot better than the American Idol people. Mike, you're like Adam Lambert. He had pipes. You said you wanted to see his pipe, the voice, right? You like that? Big Adam Lambert fan, our great vice president. 4 more years. 4 more years, Mike. Thank you. But I'm not going to get Sanjayed. I'm going to win. So it's very simple. Vote, count the votes in Arizona and Nevada for democracy. It's called democracy. And whatever you do, stop counting in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Totally anti-democratic.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Breakdown, baby.
Do we have to be ahead?
400,000 is not enough? With 80%+ counted, I think there's only 14% of the vote to go. Do you think we're stupid? You think we're fools? You know something? The Democrats do think you're stupid, and they do think you're fools, and that's why you get called deplorable and chumps. It's over.
All right, Rudy Giuliani, wrapping things up here. I want to bring your attention again to some startling numbers you're seeing on your screen here. What happened to Joe Biden's electoral vote count? Why is he at 264? Because our decision desk and others have awarded the state of Michigan, close as it was, separated by 20,000 votes, though they are, to Joe Biden. That brings him now up to 264 electoral votes within six of 270.
So we lost Michigan. I always hated the Big Ten. The cold weather fat losers in all those states, except Ohio. They like me. I mean, they're fat there too, but they like me. So we'll root for Ohio State, I guess. But Michigan, that's disappointing. Big Blue, they call it Big Blue. No, Mike, Big Blue, we're talking about Michigan, not the African-American on Watchmen. I know you like him. I can't wait to be done with Mike Pence. I've been pretending to like that psycho Christian, qu'est-ce que c'est? Gay. I don't like this. Okay, Michigan was supposed to come through for us. That's why I asked, okay? All those militia fat with their Mountain Dew for brains and their AR-15s to replace their I asked them to kidnap the governor 2 days before. Okay, 2 days before. They did it like a month before, so now instead of looking like a hero, saving that nasty woman. You know, everybody, it was too, that was supposed to be the October surprise, me saving her from, you know, the fat trolls that support me. And they messed it up. So now, you know, we have to do some tricks with Michigan, okay? And I don't know what those will be, but, you know, maybe if your state is sort of a, you know, Italy is shaped like a boot and they're not part of the United States. So maybe if you're shaped like other clothing items, for instance, if you're shaped like a glove or a mitten, you can't be part of the union. So we're going to get Michigan kicked out of the union, and, you know, their votes won't count. They don't count for the Electoral College. So we're still fine. I'm sure I'll do great in John McCain's state and Joe Biden's birth state. So we're looking forward to it. Not going anywhere, 4 more years, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. thanks for the
song
this week from
DJ
Shadow,
Tom
Petty,
and the
Heartbreakers,
and
Golden Earring,
and thanks to
Rod Serling, Rudy Giuliani, Cartman, Richard Nixon, J.L. Corvin,
The Show,
Emperor Palpatine, Paddy M. Amidala, Bane,
and
Brett Fire.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.